Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor, let's pray over this offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you today, Father God, for these gifts that's been sowed today into the kingdom of God. Lord, we call the hundredfold, even the thousandfold return back now on your people, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for a covenant that we have, Lord. You said when we give, it's going to be given back to us, Lord. That's a reality, Lord. That's your reality. Yes. And we call it in right now, Father God. You said in the last days, in the end times, Lord, Lord, that the harvest, Lord, will be even before we can get seed in the ground, Lord. The harvest has overtaken us. So we claim that, Lord, by faith, Father God, because you said, Lord, you need the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, those that can get it into the kingdom and touch lives around the world. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. So be it. Praise the Lord. Impacting the world. It takes faith. You know, being in a fivefold ministry, when God tells you something like that, to preach and teach the word of faith to the world. Man, I remember singing when I was a little kid. He got the whole world in his hand. As a kid, you don't understand what the whole world is. But that's the God that I serve. And he said, preach and teach the word of faith to the world. It takes faith to say that. And we are reaching around the world. You know, I told you a couple weeks ago that Dr. Bill Bailey, who oversees our internet site, you know, we're partners with Word of Faith Ministries and Word of Faith Radio. Be lifting up Harold Cagle. He had a stent put in last week. You know, Harold and Peggy came sang for us a couple weeks ago. And I know he's doing okay because I heard he was eating at Hendrick's Barbecue in Salisbury. Randy and Jackie Jones got a call because he locked his keys in his van. And through the word, you know, through the grapevine, they got a hold of Pastor Jim. They left voicemail on my phone. And we got people in strategic places. Randy and Jackie live right there close to Hendrick. So they went down there, and I'm sure they got with Harold and got some things worked out. So, that's just God, you know. Get on the phone, help somebody. And, you know, things like that happen. But, you know, thank God for his grace and for his people. But just when God gives you something, say it. Take the faith and just release it. Release it by faith. Because that gives him something to do. Because he's there to perform his word. And so getting back to our theme this year, I'm going to be on slide 6. But the Lord said in Psalms 23 for 2023, fear not, Psalms 23:4, for the Lord is with thee. That'll carry you till Jesus returns. That verse right there. Fear not, for I am with thee. And 2023 shall be a year of victories. But see, we got to expect the victory. You know, victory don't come just by saying, I got the victory. Yeah. Victory comes getting out there in the trenches and getting your sword out, getting your words out there and fighting, standing up for what's right, righteousness, right? We are helping prepare the way for people to get born again, to get delivered, to get saved, to get healed. John the Baptist says, I am not that light. But I am a voice of the one that's called to prepare the way. He was a voice to prepare the way of his cousin Jesus, the Son of God. And John the Baptist lived his life. He didn't live it at the Ritz-Carlton. I think that's a fancy hotel. I ain't never been there. I've just heard people talk about it. I think Kelsey and them was looking at, her and Ruthie were talking on the phone, looking at some places to live that's kind of like multi-million dollar mansions and hotels. Hey, that's all right. Don't just be looking to be looking. Be looking if God sends you there to be there, to go there. If he's sending you, amen. What was I talking about? Victory, yeah, praise God. But anyway, we serve an unlimited God. And I don't compare yourself among people. Don't compare yourselves among yourselves. If you want to compare yourself, compare it to Jesus. Because we're created in God's image and his likeness. Solomon is not in this earth anymore, but God blessed Solomon. He was the richest man that was and ever will be on this earth with gold and silver, but what? And wisdom. Because, and Solomon, that's what he asked for. He didn't ask for the gold or the silver. Lord, he said, give me a heart of wisdom to shepherd your people. Psalms 23, shepherd your people. And then with that, God gave him all the wealth and riches. Man, because he knew he was going to need it. Amen. Got a lot of people coming your way. You're going to need it. Now, we can go and read the end of Solomon's life. It wasn't too great because you can't let riches rule you. You can't let them rule you. You got to let God rule you. And the riches are there for a tool. I like to say to bless people. Amen. So Psalms 23, fear not, for the Lord is with thee. That's our victory. It's in Christ Jesus. And we talked about, I'm just going to kind of go through here. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd, that makes it personal. That's a relationship. You got to get there first. You want to be blessed? You got to know Jesus. He is the blessing. Amen. From whom all things flow. Now, you can be blessed in this world with natural things and not serve Jesus. But who wants to be the richest, the wealthiest person on earth and ends up waking up his eyes in hell one day? What should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Nothing. It ain't going to profit you. It'll profit you. Hell, eternity separated from the God that loves you. God knows it's not money that's the root of all evil. Come on, what is it? It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. See, money won't love you. Money don't love you or not love you. God does. God loves you. God chose to love us. He loved us before he created us, and he's never changed. The Lord is my shepherd. You got to make it personal. I shall not, say this, I shall not decrease. If the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not decrease. That's the Hebrew word. Because he's the God of increase. He wants us to expand and to expand his kingdom. And he says, if I can get the blessing through you, I can get it to you. If I can get it through you, God says, I'm going to bring more to you. You know, his way of doing things is different than the world. Right? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. The world hated Jesus because he was doing good. Because what? The world didn't understand his system because they had took it and perverted his system, the Babylonian system, twisted it. Even the religious sect got it wrong. Amen. But Jesus got it right. See, I shall not decrease. That's supply. And look these, go back and look these scriptures up. Psalms 34, 9 through 10. Psalms 115, 13 through 14. He will bless them that fear the Lord. That's a reality. That's a reality. He will bless those. God says, I will bless those that bless Abraham, and I will curse those that curse Abraham, because Abraham had a covenant with God. Not because he was perfect, but because he believed God. And God counted that belief to him as righteousness. In other words, Abraham stood right with God because he believed what God promised, he was able to do it. Took him at his word. Say word. I got to take God at his word. And if you'll honor him, God says, I'll honor those that honor me. He'll honor you. Amen. He'll bring you up before, my God. He took Joseph. Brothers sold him for slavery because he had a coat of many colors that what his dad made for him. Envy, pride, jealousy. Took their own brother, blood brother, sold him into slavery because they hated his dreams that he dreamed. See, a lot of dreams God gives you ain't for you to go tell everybody. Amen. I've learned that. Anybody learned that? Hard knocks. Mary kept all pondered these things at the end, pondered these things in her heart, and went and confounded it with what? With Elizabeth. It was her like. I'd say Brother Hagin used to say, it really is important what company you hang around. Amen. Because it says when Peter got set free from the prison from the angel, he said it went back to his company. He went back to his company of believers. He didn't go, you know, out there to those that were wanting to kill him at that time. He still went and preached Jesus, but he went to his company. My God, the prayers, they were there praying for Peter to get out, and Peter knocked on the door, and they're like, this is Peter, and they're like, whoa, shut the door. They didn't even believe the prayer they prayed. They believed it, but it's like, my God, they didn't think he'd be out that quick. Peter was out. Angel got him out of prison. Amen. That's old covenant. That was new covenant. That was after Christ. Man. I will not decrease. Hallelujah. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. He makes me to lie down. He makes me to sit with him in heavenly places so we can lay down in green pastures. God has some pastures out there. We haven't even got to the fence yet that he's got for us. Amen. We see that sheep, those sheep, they don't struggle to get in that green pasture. If they just follow the shepherd. Amen. They follow the shepherd. He leads them to green pastures. He makes them lie down in green pastures. One more. No, this is where we were ended up last week. He leads me. Say, he leads me. Beside the still waters, that's refreshment. I talked about the sheep lying down in green pastures symbolizes total safety in a place with abundant, with safety, with provision. With provision. Still waters run deep. Therefore, this is describing such an abundance of life-giving water that drought could never be a factor. My God. There was a drought in Isaac's day. And God said, stay where you at. Sow right here in this drought. And 2020, remember? Y'all remember 2020? It was going down in history. Amen. The government said, we're going to send out stimulus checks. Y'all remember 2020? The word came to me and said, take from your people, take $20,000, 2020. I read Isaiah. I read that scripture. In the year of famine, the Lord said, take Isaac, sow in this year, and you'll reap 100-fold. We took $20,000 and sowed into active members, people that believed here, Word of Faith, that were active part of this church, of this vision, that were sowing here, and we divided it up and sowed into those people, sowed into our people in 2020. If the government can get out a stimulus check, the Lord said, bless your people. Some of us, and some people here said, Pastor, we don't need it. I said, well, take it and sow it as the Lord gives you, but we're going to do it equally. That's what the Lord said do, and we've already, in 2021, we had a family that just wanted to sow somewhere because what? They might have been they couldn't get the money anywhere else because churches were shutting down, and staying shut down. There was over $30,000 that came in from one family, and it helped meet a need here at this church. There was Amanda Kiker's husband had a major stroke. They had to cut open his skull, and he's still paralyzed and dealing with some stuff. And he couldn't work. She had to quit work, stay home with her husband. And that family asked specifically, is there somebody in your church that could really use some finances? And I said, yeah, I know exactly where it needs to go. And it went right to that person. That money came back that we sowed into our people. But you see how God just uses people and ministers to people and meets a need. That's God. And see, so $20,000 to your people? I ain't never heard that happen at a church. I ain't never been involved. But you know what? I am now. We are now. And we're still going to reap harvest off of that, Reed. Come on. Remember, we're going to reap harvest off of that because it's a perpetual harvest. God sees every seed. Amen. And it'll come right back up. There's some plants that come up every year. Every year they come back up. I tell you what, that's the Lord our God. And he will feed his people. And he will bless his people. Give him some faith. So today we're going to be talking about he restores my soul. That's healing. He restores my... How does this restoration of the soul take place? Psalms 19:7, if you want to go there. Or if you want to listen, I'll take you there. It's on the screen. Psalms 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. Perfect. Don't need to add nothing to it. Converting the soul, so it is through the word of God that he restores our soul. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word, but also your soul gets restored. Just coming here, listening to the word, your soul's being refreshed by the shepherd. Amen, by the word of God, by Jesus. See, he's still a preacher. I said, Jesus is still a preacher. He's still preaching. And he's still teaching. He's still sending out preachers and teachers. I'm talking about his people. Amen. You're his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Amen. We got something good to say. So if we're not meditating in his word, the restoration can what? It can be limited. And I tell you what, the devil, the world's going to give you plenty of things to think about. Plenty of things. We just heard about some things Jack's dealing with. But you know what we got to do? If your name is Jack or if it ain't Jack, if your name's Christian, we got to focus on the Christ. Come on, the anointed one. He's not, that's a reality. The anointing is on the inside of us. And we got to take that anointing that comes, and we got to release it. And that anointing will come on us for service. He'll come on us for long life. He'll satisfy us. Amen. That's restoring. That's restoration. It comes by his word. Amen. I said his word. He restores my soul. 3 John 2. This is John. This is John the Revelator. This is John, the one that was boiled in oil for the testimony of faith. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I'm a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire up the oil. Come on, guys. You ever have one of those? You get one of them turkey oil things, you put them on your porch, and you fire that thing up. I had a bad experience. I fired that thing up and put a frozen turkey in that thing. It about blew up. I've learned some things. Man, don't let that turkey unthaw. They boiled John in oil. Boiled him in oil. He just laughed at him. He's just laughing. Why? The anointing sustained him. You remember the three Hebrew boys that threw him in the fire? They didn't even smell like smoke. Came out not even smelling like smoke. Because there was a fourth man in the fire. The Lord is with me, fear not. But see, they had this testimony. O king, throw us in the fire if you got to throw us in, but we ain't bowing down to your image. See, they had that testimony of faith. See, God gave them something he could sustain them with. He was able to keep them from the fire because God is the fire. Well, I said, God is the fire. He's a consuming fire. And he consumed that all that heat, and they didn't even smell like smoke. Hallelujah. I tell you what, we talked about those still waters. I thought about the children of Israel, you know, those waters came up like a heap and they congealed. And the children of Israel went on through that on dry land. Didn't even their shoes or Nike shoes didn't even have mud on them because they went looking so good through that. That's the way. That's Jesus. He is the way. God prepared the way. See, Jesus walked through that sea and opened it. The word, amen. Jesus parted the seas, but that same water that was congealed, sealed the Israelites, but it destroyed their enemies. It came down on them. Why? Because they pursued. Touch not my anointing. Do my prophets no harm, the Bible says. And if you go against God, what are you doing? You fight. You fight against God. You lose. Come on, you lose. He loves us. But evil shall not overtake. Darkness cannot overtake the light. Amen. It might look like it sometimes that it's overcoming, but that's because God's mercy is there. They are not consumed because of his mercy, but they better get into the room. They better come to the throne room because that time, that judgment will come upon those that don't have a covenant with God because there's a distinction between God's people and the devil's people. There's a fine line. You remember Jesus took his finger and drew a line in the sand? I don't know all that, but I know there's a difference between those that serve God and those that don't. My God, we got people to pray for earthquakes going on around this world, right? Jesus said in the end times, it's going to get worse. We're in the days of Noah. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. What? To those that don't have a covenant. Come on, there was an earthquake that said in Catawba County in North Carolina last night. We didn't experience, somebody felt it. It wasn't major like over in Turkey and Syria, but these are the signs of the end times. They're going to get more and more frequent, but does that mean we lay down at night in fear? The Lord is with me. The Lord, fear not. He's with me. He's laying down with me. In the Old Testament, Moses said, choose who you're going to serve. If you're on God's side, get over here. If you're not, get over there. What happened? The ground opened up, swallowed those that wanted to stay on that side, swallowed them up. Come on. We're in the days that we need to know who I am. Amen. I'm his. I'm the Lord's. I'm in Christ. And he brings restoration to the soul. 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Notice that prosperity happens as our souls prosper. Amen? Why? Because a magnet, it won't, opposites, they'll repel. Am I right on the magnet? Help me here. Positive and negative. You know what I mean. Boom. But if you don't, yeah, they'll rebel against each other. The blessing of the Lord is chasing you down, Glenn. You're like a magnet. You're like a Holy Ghost magnet. Why? Because you're Christ. Amen. Terry, you're the Lord's. You're a Holy Ghost magnet for the blessing of the Lord. See, it's on the inside of you, and it attracts the blessing. See, the blessing of the Lord attracts His blessing, and it's in His people. But it also, God can use pharaohs to bless. Come on. All that gold, that was 430 years of back taxes. Slave back tax. Put on them. But they went and worshiped and made a god of gold instead of worshiping God. See, that's why they needed a leader. See, the leader went up to talk to God, and the people went crazy. Come on, people went crazy. Who are you following? Jesus. I'm following Jesus. Amen. That brings healing. Say healing. So see, we can't really prosper outwardly if we're not prospering inwardly spiritually. It just won't work. It's a law of the kingdom. You got to have God. You got to have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and that attracts God's blessing. Can you say amen? He leads me by paths of righteousness. That's guidance. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Psalms 119, 105, it says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and what? A light unto my path. Now see, you got to be the one that made this PowerPoint if you know the next one. Example of camping in the mountains when you got to get up early in the morning and go to the restroom. Anybody ever been camping in the mountains, way up in the mountains? We ain't been in years. We went with tents, and we went with a pop-up camper. And I don't care, tent or pop-up camper, you get in the woods up there, Julian Price place up there, and boom, up in the mountains. Couldn't never get Mama to go, Wayne. She said, that's God's territory. I don't go up in the mountains. That's God country. I said, no, Mama. She said, there's bears up there, and I don't go up there. That's just Mama. You know Mama. I tried to tell Mama, but the Lord is with us. I don't go. I'm not going camping in the woods. I don't care what I said. It didn't change her. Y'all just make notes for me. Take pictures. She loves pictures. But I tell you what, a lot of times I wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to go. You got to go. I just don't like going outside the camper tent. You know, that's kind of noisy. Everything's quiet. I don't have to add some details there, but it's just quiet up there. Like, hear how quiet it is in this church? And you go outside, you know, you're squeaking the camper door trying to not wake people up. So I take my flashlight to go to the, they got showers, Larry Honeycutt. They got showers up there now. You can take showers and sinks and the restroom's there. But I had to have my light, Reed. But it's pitch dark. I mean, when it's cloudy and even no moon, no stars, I can't see from right there because it's dark. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. See, I only could see the darkness flee when I took a step, Glenn. Every step I took, I was getting closer to the showers, to the restroom. Thy word is a lamp. It's not an LED flashlight out here. Because every step I take, Jack, we take is a step of faith. I'm trusting the Lord. But as long as I got that lamp, I'm stepping. But if your battery goes out, I can't see nothing. There's trees out there. There's all kind of things out there. They make noises out there. I don't want to be without the Lord's light, because then you'll stumble around in darkness. Because I'm not familiar with those. I mean, I go up there, but I'm not familiar with those places, those trees. You know, I could turn the light out of my home and do pretty good because I'm familiar with that place. God wants you to take, He's going to take you places you're not familiar with, Wayne. And that's why we need His lamp and His light. Because, see, God's been there. He's created this whole place. Amen? He knows where the enemy's traps are. Well, I don't. Thy word is a lamp, and when you keep stepping, He'll keep leading. Amen? Because He's my shepherd. He's guiding me in paths of righteousness. There's a right way, and there's a wrong way. Amen? Every day, we got to choose that right path. Amen? And His word will get us there, Terry. His word will guide us there. It might not be. It might be a different place. I forget the scripture. I was just reading the other night, but it says the Lord is taking you to a place you're not familiar with. I think it's in the book of Isaiah. We have not been this way before, the scripture says. We have not been this way. You have not been this way. That's why the Lord said, you got to follow me. I'm guiding you this way. If you read, we talked about the children of Israel, when they came out, God didn't lead them the short way. He led them the long way because he knew if they saw war out here, that they'd get in fear and go back. Because, man, they didn't want to do no fighting. They just been through 430 years of slavery and making brick and didn't have feed them right. Bondage. God knows us. Amen. He knows the best for us. Now, I enjoy camping. The kids just got older and just don't really have a purpose to go there anymore. But anyway, and some places, they don't have power that you can plug in. I mean, it's camping. You know, you just got what you got, and that's it. That's usually the places we went. You know, we was on a budget back in. A real tight budget. Amen. You took flashlights. You didn't have nothing to plug into. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. That's his guidance. Say this, for his name's sake. What is that? That's purpose. The Lord my Jehovah Rapha is the Lord my healer. That's the purpose for that name. He's a healer. Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. That's the purpose for that name. He's my provider. Jesus is all those names into one. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God, Jesus, was manifested. This is why he came. This is why Jesus came. That he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, why would it say might? I hadn't studied out, but I'm thinking this way. It's the Lord's purpose that all come to him and be saved. But do everybody come to Jesus and get saved? He gave salvation to every man, every child, every woman. But will everybody come? That they might be saved, that they might be healed. What were you saying this morning? We got to come. We got to come to the Lord. We got to cry out to the Lord to be saved. We got to cry out, say, Lord Jesus, save me. You'll be saved. I didn't know saved back then mean I could be healed, could be delivered, could be prospered. It's all in that word salvation. It's all in the name of Jesus. We have it all. But see, we got to find out. Anybody have health benefits, health insurance? You got a benefit package. Well, if you don't never open it up, you don't know what you got. You're just kind of guessing, right? I got eye coverage, but I had to pay for it. I got dental coverage, but that's extra. I had to pay for it. So would it be smart if I'm paying for it to go get my teeth cleaned once a year? Well, yeah. Come on. I ain't going to eat me old dog bone. We give the dog bones that cleans his teeth. But if you take your dog to the dentist, that's fine. I'm not against dentist dogs. And they have bread and breakfast for the dogs too now. They take care of them dogs. Cats, but I ain't no cat, neither are you. You don't need no bone to keep your teeth white, get you a toothbrush. Amen. Jesus came to destroy him that created sin. See, Lucifer, if he created anything, he's not a creator, but he's the author of sin, the devil, Lucifer. He's the author. He's the beginning of sin. Amen? It didn't come from God. It came from Lucifer. That's why he got a name changed. We call him the devil. That's evil. He's now evil. He was a beautiful worship angel with a wonderful name, Lucifer. But when your name changed, devil, evil, the old dragon, the old serpent, Slewfoot. Some of the old Pentecostals call him Slewfoot. But Jesus, our shepherd, came to destroy the work of sin. And the works of sin is all the curse of the law, and every curse that's been named, every name man puts on it. You know, we're still naming things we can't even see under the sea. All kind of, we're still naming. Why? Because God said, call it, give it a name. We're doing it. But the devil said, now, I got some new names for you. It's called strife, jealousy. This is the devil's encyclopedia. Curse, hate, pride. This is all from the devil. And then you can start naming all kinds of sicknesses, diseases, tumors, cancers, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, arthritis. Them's all names that the devil, those are works of the devil that Jesus delivered us from. That's a reality. Come on, that's not a promise. That's a reality. Jesus became sin. What the doctor said you might have or what he says you have, we're not denying that you got it. We just deny it ain't mine. Jesus became a scapegoat. The Old Testament, they put the sins of the people, they placed it on a goat, and that goat went out into the wilderness. Jesus went to hell, became sin, he is the seed of the Word of God. He is the Word of God enclosed in a body, and he took all the sin, all that curse from the devil on his body, and he went straight to hell with it. See, it's a spiritual force. Now, his body, Jesus' body, the works of all that sin came on his body, but he didn't stay in that body. Jesus left that body, but he said, Father, in your hands, I give you my spirit. And his spirit had to go to hell. He had to be separated. And he took all that sin down there on the third day when he rose. All that sin, the curse stayed. The curse is down there. It's in hell. And all the righteous saints went with Jesus to paradise. Hallelujah. Even a thief on the cross. Why? Because he said, Lord, if you'll confess the Lord Jesus, it says you'll be saved from your sin. Lord, remember me. That's how he didn't confess his sins to Jesus. He said, remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Didn't confess one sin. Why? It wasn't his. Now, I'm not saying don't confess your sin. Once you get born again, there's sins that we do we don't want to do. That's the old sin nature that one day is going to be changed. But your spirit, once you get born again, come on, your spirit is what got saved. See, when I'm looking at spirits out here in bodies. And that spirit, Jesus, when I got born again, he lit my spirit. I got born again. I got saved. I went from death to spiritual life. I'm alive, what? In Christ alone. I'm secured. I'm sealed until the day of redemption. See, three part of us,